shot from the point deflected in front of the net, and they're picking up the puck. So Yuri Kulik getting the congratulations from his teammates with his first NHL goal, his first NHL point, and the Sabres now trail by one at 3-2 Columbus.
One of the moments of the game, for the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life. The moral victory chart, they did not achieve their moral victory last night. Last night's moral victory of the game, brought to you by us, was score a power play goal.
And they did not do that.
And I've now put Joe on finding most consecutive power plays without a goal in NHL history. What's the record?
How many power plays did they have last night? Because I think they were 0 for 15 going into the night, and they were 0 for 2 last night. So they're 0 for 17.
What's the record? Be a part of history, folks.
Okay, here. This is the playoff record. Well, I can give you the playoff record. Okay. It's higher. 36.
Whoa.
The Rangers in the 13-14 playoffs went 0 for 36. Is that the year they went to the Cup? Did they make the Stanley Cup? Going that can't possibly be.
No,
there's no way a team was able to do that.
Okay, but that's against all playoff teams. The Sabres here have, you know, Columbus, Pittsburgh, 0-17.
Yeah, and no end in sight. They don't even look good. It's not even like they're getting close. That was the year they went to the Cup, by the way.
All right.
How did the Rangers go to the Stanley Cup without scoring a power play goal? Anyways. Yeah, they don't look like they're even relatively close to scoring in the power play.
There are three teams that have yet to score a power play goal.
Okay.
The Hurricanes and the Ducks have also not yet scored a power play goal.
Oh, Carolina, get it together. Man. Vibes are not good.
No.
And it's October 18th.
No, they're not. The one thing, so our
Leafs went 0 for 51 once.
There you 51. Go.
51. 51.
By the way.
Will they do it?
Pointing out Carolina and Anaheim also do not have a power play goal. Carolina has played, this is right somehow, two games.
Okay.
Carolina has played two games.
Yeah.
And the Ducks have played three games, and the Sabres have played six games.
Okay. Yeah, NHL record for consecutive power plays on a goal is Toronto with 51.
51. All right.
So they're not quite halfway there, but... I mean, how close will they get? Will they get to 30?
I don't know. It is incredible how special teams... Last night's game is not that. Last night's game is they were just bad start to finish, and they gave up terrible goals and made terrible mistakes, and their goalie let them down. Everybody let them down. Everybody. Alex Tuch, we got to come out with more urgency. They got out-urgency'd by the Blue Jackets in October.
Just.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you do? What do you say?
I'm left to think all of these now are just, there's nothing left to say.
That's right.
That it's 13 years, it is 900 hockey games since they've been in the playoffs. And every single one of them, there has to be a reason why you lost. And maybe the reason why you lost is just you're not that talented. Frankly. Just to be frank, you're not that talented. That's it. Your best players aren't as good as other teams' best players. Now, last night, maybe that's more of a worthy excuse because last night your best player should be more talented than their best players. But typically, I think that's what's going on here. The Sabres players aren't as talented as we thought they were. That's it. That's all it is.
Yep. 803-0550. It is Football Friday, of course. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Last night, another example of how when you hear about passing stats being down, part of it is running quarterbacks. Bo Nix ran for 75 yards. Spencer Rattler ran for like 40.
Yeah.
You've got two.
And neither of them are thought of as like mobile quarterbacks.
No. And that brings me to a point I want to bring up here. So I found a very, very fun and validating, if I may, chart about which quarterbacks excel outside of structure. All right, here's the game. This has on one axis EPA per play,
okay,
and on the other, create rate. How often does a quarterback create on his own, and what is the EPA per play of those plays?
Okay,
there are two players that are on the top right, which means if you look at any of these fancy sports graphs, you're like, where's the good quadrant? Top right is good.
Yeah.
Guess who's there?
Allen.
Josh Allen, that's right. Guess the quarterback, the only other quarterback that is in the vicinity of Josh Allen. Now, some are good at EPA, but don't do it that much. Some do it a lot. Again, who so far has done it at a high rate and has done it well. One other quarterback is next to Josh Allen. Who is it?
It's not Lamar Jackson?
It's not Lamar Jackson.
It's not like Kyler Murray?
No.
Is it Bo Nix because of last...
No, Lamar and Bo Nix are both in the good quad. They're not that close. There's one player very close to Josh Allen on how often they create and the EPA per play when they do.
Is it Jaden Daniels?
It is not Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is very good at EPA. He doesn't do it that much.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it Baker Mayfield?
No, Baker is in the good quadrant.
I've seen him running a lot this year.
It's not Baker. Do you want to give me the hint? I told you this was personally validating for me.
Personally validating for you.
Because I told you this guy is a little bit like Josh Allen and people aren't saying it enough.
Who did you say that about?
This is Josh Allen. He has Josh Allen traits.
And it's not Levis.
It's not Will Levis.
Because Levis is the other traits.
Nope. Will Levis is bad news.
Yeah, that's bad. Who is this?
You don't hear a lot of Allen comps for this guy. But there should be Allen comps.
And it's not Anthony Richardson.
It's not Anthony Richardson.
Who am I forgetting here? This is going to be obvious, and I'm going to be mad that I didn't
get this. It might not
be
obvious. Because this is not a... I don't see a ton of Allen comps. Mm-hmm. And he's got a long way to go, but the skills are there are elements. You want your answer?
I want to get this, but
Josh, you
want to
throw one at us? What quarterback is the closest to Josh Allen on EPA per play when scrambling or going beyond their first read outside of the pocket? Does it the most and does it the best? There's one guy next to Josh Allen.
Is it Stroud?
No.
Purdy.
No.
Geno.
No.
I'm out. I've guessed enough quarterbacks.
The thing that hurts me is you don't remember that I've told you that
that's
this,
why I'm mad.
that this player should be compared to Josh Allen more.
That's why I'm mad.
That's why
right
I'm
now.
Mad. Here, I've said it. Nobody remembers.
Yeah.
I've edited it and I don't remember. I can't. All of Joe's guesses is not giving me any confidence.
I'm out.
So.
Drake May.
Oh, duh. Okay, I didn't think of him even being there because he's only played the one game.
That's
I didn't
right.
think he'd be on a chart like
but
that.
But one game
okay.
in, Drake May
yeah.
is the most Josh Allen-like of the NFL in creating good plays out of structure right now.
Mm-hmm.
The guy can move. He can run. Mm-hmm. He's got a good arm.
So what are you doing? You're warning us that there might
no,
be another good quarterback in the
no,
AFC East?
No. But let's talk about this quarterback class. Jaden Daniels is already amazing.
Yes,
Caleb Williams has really started to come on. May goes in, and in his first start is immediately better. Then I've got Bo Nix last night. Like it's a pretty J.J. McCarthy's hurt. Maybe if he was playing, Minnesota would be good. I mean, they already are good. It's just interesting about this quarterback class that right now, 1, 2, 3 all look pretty good for 6 games into the season.
Yeah. I'm going to want to watch more of what he did in that Houston game because his numbers were pretty good.
Decent.
For your first start on an offense, what was the reason he wasn't in there? Because weren't they terrified to put him in there
yes.
with nothing to help him?
He threw for 243, 3 touchdowns and 2 picks against Houston.
Like to me, you do that against a good defense that has elite pass rushers, by the way, and you've got DeMario Douglas as your number one receiver, and your
Keyshawn
line stinks,
Boutte,
and Alex Van Pelt's
Javon
your coordinator.
Baker. Yep,
like that's like almost I almost want to multiply everything by 1.5 because you were able to do those numbers against that defense with what you had to work with.
You know who they play this week?
Pretty good.
Jacksonville. In London.
That's the London game?
Yep. I mean, everybody trashes Jacksonville right now. Is Drake May about to trash the Jaguars? Because I think he might.
We'll see. Like, the athleticism is the thing that has me the most interested in him. Like, Knicks, I feel like that's going to catch up. Knicks is not a great athlete. You watch him play. The arm isn't huge. He's not that fast. I think he's doing okay right now for that. But May when he takes off, and May when he can really, like, get into a throw, looks like he's got tools.
If you watch the cut-up of him running at North Carolina, it looks like Josh Allen running at Wyoming. Again, not as good. Early in the year, we referred to Will Levis as Josh Allen light, and that's probably not right. Maybe Drake May is Josh Allen light, and Will Levis is bad Josh Allen. Like, horrible.
He's bad Josh Allen light, yeah.
Yeah, and to be fair to Josh Allen, like, Levis's first, whatever, however many games here, Allen really never had a stretch as bad as Levis is right now. Levis averages 140 passing yards per game, 5 touchdowns, 7 picks, like, gets sacked all the time. Allen's worst stretch was, what, a cup 5 games, 3, 4, 5 games at most?
Well, if you even give them their rookie seasons were kind of comparable a little bit, like, you had some big plays and you had a lot of mistakes and inconsistencies, what was year 2 for Allen? Allen cleaned it up.
Yeah,
like, he had yet to really pop off, but he cleaned up a lot of it. And Levis has gone the other direction. It somehow has gotten worse from when he was a rookie.
803-0550. We're going to break in. Vince, stick with us. We'll get to your call on the other side. Check in with Sal as well. Sal, Paul Hamilton, Chris Brown, Stevie Johnson joining us coming up top of the hour. We'll ask him. Or not top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, sorry. We'll talk to him about Amari Cooper. He's got another kids' book, children's book coming out. Series of books there. We got a bunch of those. They're super cool. So we'll tell you all about that coming up 9 o'clock as well. Jeremy and Joe on Football Friday on WGR.